The proposal by Niti Aayog to Reserve Bank of India to categorize loans to electric vehicles as priority sector lending or PSL will be beneficial for the EV sector in the country. According to RateIndia, the inclusion of EVs under PSL would not only reduce cost of finance, but also provide finance to more people to purchase electric vehicles, thus increasing penetration of EVs in India. As per the priority sector lending framework, 40% of banks' total credit must be compulsorily loaned to specific sectors as mandated by banking regulator to direct financing to encourage growth in these sectors. With the inclusion of electric vehicles under the PSL framework, banks will be required to compulsorily lend to electric vehicle customers. This will improve the availability of finance to EV customers and also reduce the financing costs. As per the media report, Niti Aayog is also working with the World Bank to set up a $300 million first loss risk sharing instrument to improve financing for EVs. State Bank of India is the program manager for this facility, under which total financing is expected to be around $1.5 billion. This facility will be used to mitigate financing risk for lenders giving loans to EV customers. This proposal comes in the backdrop of India's recent commitments at COP26 at the Glasgow Climate Change Conference last month, whereby India has set itself a target of lowering the total projected carbon emissions by 1 billion tons till 2030, reducing the carbon intensity of the economy by less than 45%, and cutting emissions to net zero by 2070.